You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome to Alan Brazil Up Front with Audio Boom, and I'm delighted it's the Romford Pelly Ray Parler alongside me. How are we, Ray?
How are you doing, Al? Really good, mate.
I'm good.
Gutted a little bit. I mean, I do obviously follow England, but no Premier League this weekend, Al. I love the Premier League at the moment. I was at Watford Bournemouth last week. Cracking game, 2-2. Fantastic performance from both sides. But now we've got to look forward to England. But it'd be Gareth's first game, so let's see what it's going to be
like.
Do you
know what? I wonder what Gareth's feeling. You know, everyone's speculating at the moment, Ray, about is he strong enough? Can he be strict enough with the big hitters? I've got a little feeling that Gareth, without, you know, being Sergeant Major, that, you know, he can. If he does it right, he can get the best from the England boys.
Well, that's the most important thing, Al, getting the best from them, because they are a good side. They have got good players. I think a lot of the youngsters will look up to Gareth because they played under him at under 21, so that would be a bonus. But it's the big stars. I mean, the Rooneys, the people like his sort of calibre, who's quite experienced players, getting the best out of them guys. So it'd be interesting to see how he does. But look, let's give him a chance. You know, for me, Sam Allardyce, he's left, which I'm a little bit gutted for him, you know, because I thought he would have took England forward. But certainly now, Gareth can take advantage of that. And, you know, he's got four games now, which you expect him to win at least, you know, the three games in the qualifiers. Well, the three games of the qualifiers are the most important ones, but and Spain in a friendly. But you've got to expect him to win. Even though you're Scottish, you would expect England to beat them.
I think, listen, it'll be interesting to see who he picks
up. Bet on Brazil. I'm sure there's a little bet on Brazil.
Well, how many is it? It's how many against Malta, isn't it? I think Rashford's got his start, hasn't he? Look, what an opportunity. Ray, I got one goal for my country against Wales. But, I had opposition with, like, Dalglish, Jordan, Archibald. Do you know what I mean? I played in a hell of a Scotland team.
Well, with Harry Kane being out,
I never got a chance to play against teams like Malta. You know, I could have got three or four against them, I think.
Well, you always see players when they got their goal scoring records. I think you always got to look at the opposition sometimes.
Yeah.
You can score four or five against San Marino, so that still counts as an international goal. So when you look at the record and say, oh, look at that, he's got a good scoring record there. I mean, sometimes they're against the minnows, if you like, of the world. So look, Rashford, you expect him to start. He's been the man in form for Manchester United. He's been superb. He's a young lad. He's going to get better as well. He's going to keep learning.
Do you know the top of 90,000 there, Ray? Which is sensational.
90,000. Well, I'm going to be there, Al. I'm going to be there. I'm going to get there very early, and I'm going to be in Club Wembley. I'll be having having a little bit of a socialise.
Wait, don't forget for me.
Yeah,
Scotland
I will
game.
Definitely try and get that for you. You know that. So I'll have a little bit of a socialising session. Darren Anderton's with me, I think, as well, in Club Wembley.
Good golfer, by the way.
Oh, Darren?
Oh, yeah, plays at St.
Well, I'm improving slowly.
Oh, by the way, I've had a bet with Danny Murphy today. You'll beat him.
No. He beat me.
Rubbish.
He's about a 10 handicapper, isn't he?
Yeah.
If you go by the handicap,
you're off 16.
The only problem I've got, I always turn up at a golf. I haven't got official handicap, so how I feel in the morning, I'll say, well, what handicap are you doing?
Well, you and me will go easy the night before. So England should fly through this, shouldn't they, Ray?
Yeah.
What about Scotland, who's, you know, I think we can finish second, but it's only the top groups go through, isn't it, and then it's playoff time. But I think Scotland against Lithuania, I think we can beat them at Hampden.
Yeah, definitely. I think Scotland, I think Gordon Strachan, he's got a good team, he's got good wingers. I like Matt Ritchie. Burke, who's obviously gone elsewhere to Germany.
He's done well, by the way.
He's done really well.
Leipzig beat Dortmund the other day and he set up the winner.
Well, he's a good young player, and that's what you want. You want these good young players coming through into the squad. Give them their opportunity now and they will get better as they get older. So,
What about the Tuesday games? They get a little bit more tougher. Slovakia against Scotland, Slovenia against England.
Yeah, look at Slovenia away for England's point of view. You know, that's where you've got to be a bit solid at times. You know, you expect a little bit of a go from Slovenia. But England should have too much, Al. They should have too much with the quality they have in the side. Be interesting to see what he does with Wayne Rooney. That is going to be key.
Yeah.
You know, Gareth Southgate's come in. Obviously, after Sam Allardyce said in the Slovakia game, where was Wayne playing? Well, you know, I'll give him a free roll, I can play anywhere. And then obviously Wayne's come out and said, wait a minute, I've done a job, exactly what the manager told me to do.
Yeah.
So look, that's going to be interesting to see what he does with Wayne Rooney, because you need a number 10. If you're going to play 4-2-3-1, away from home, which they probably will do. Maybe at Malta, you might go more attack-minded and try and score goals. But it'd be interesting to see what Wayne, where he plays. Will he be a midfielder? Will he be a number 10? I think Dele Alli's got to be number 10 for me.
I know Gareth likes him.
Well, Dele Alli, he's been superb. He scored against Man City for Spurs last week. So he's in good form. So you've got to play him. Lallana's out. So the wide areas would be interesting. Theo Walcott is in good form at the moment, Al. Yeah. So I expect him to start. The left-hand side, I don't know. Obviously, Sterling as well is out. So it's going to be interesting to see what sort of lineup he puts in. Henderson's playing well for Liverpool. It's another one who might step in there. Dyer, you've got. So you've got lots of options.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you think about Rooney? Do you think it'll start?
It's a difficult,
both games?
Ray, it's a difficult one because whatever he does with Rooney will make... If he plays Rooney, it's going to make headlines. If he leaves him out, it's going to make headlines. Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure. I think Wayne is past his best, but I still think he's a very, very good player.
Well, he should be a squad. He should definitely be in a squad.
And
there's no doubt.
Listen, he can still give him the ammunition, give him the ball. He's still strong and he'll still smash a goal.
Whether he's guaranteed a place every international game, I'm not too sure. But he should be in a squad. He deserves to be in a squad. So it's a situation where, you know, you look at it and you think, well, are they good enough? Is he good enough? Is there better players playing well at the moment? So that's the big options you got.
Now, interesting, I'm sure everyone asks you this, Ray, but I've got to. Arsene Wenger, I think I'm pretty 100% sure that he will stay with the Arsenal to the end of the season. Is there a possibility, or a big chance that he could take the England job if required at the end of the season?
Well, when he was asked the question, I was pretty surprised. He went, "Yeah, look, if it fitted into what my plans are going forward, or if I haven't, you know, got a job or whatever, I'd be very interested in the England job." So he's kept the door open, which is good for the FA. You know, there'd be a lot of people out there saying, "Well, we want an Englishman." I think personally that, you know, Englishman would be ideal because obviously he's an England nation, but if we can win the World Cup under Arsene Wenger, I'm sure a lot of English supporters won't be so worried about that, whether he comes from France or wherever he comes from. So I think you've got to look at the situation. I think Arsenal will see how the season goes. I think Gareth has now got it till March, so then you can see roughly how England are performing, how they're getting on. But that's a massive decision. I think that Arsenal and Arsene Wenger will look at the end of the season and say, where do we go from here?
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Fan in the Van is brought to you by Juicin. With over 600 branches nationwide, you're never far away from your local builder and timber merchant. Trade and public also welcome. Right, I'm now going to say a very, very hello, good morning, good day to Sean Webb, who is juicing Manningtree, which is on the way to Harwich. He's assistant branch manager. Sean, hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you very much.
How are you doing, Sean? You okay, mate?
Yeah, I've got Ray Parler alongside me.
Good man.
So, Sean, you're a big Town fan, and at the moment, look, I speak to Johnny Watt regular, George Burley back in Ipswich now, Town Centre. But the football's not great at the moment. I think Mick's hands have been tied. We're not investing, and we're struggling at the moment, mate.
Yeah, it's not good at the moment. Obviously, I had a really good year a couple of years ago. Hopefully, I thought we were going to kick on from then, but it's sort of gone backwards from there.
Sean, how's the youth team policy? Because these sort of clubs like Ipswich, when you haven't got a lot of financial backing, you need to look at your youth. You need to look at the players coming through. Have you got any good youngsters coming through?
Well, as I understand, the Town have always had a really good youth facility. They've got really good coaches down there. I've worked with a couple of them. Steve Foley used to be down there. I know they've got the coaches there, and the facilities have always been good. But we have players come through, but they never really seem to kick on through their potential.
Yeah, well, that's the problem you've always got. You always need to players to... Look, even if you have to sell them on, you get a few money in. But just looking at a few of the Ipswich players over the years, I'm sitting next to an Ipswich legend over the... Well, he said he was, anyway. I don't know if he was or not. But over the years, who was your favourite ever player for Ipswich?
I'm probably a bit of a random one. I really liked Owen Garvin when he was at Ipswich. I liked the way he played. Obviously, he moved on to Palace.
You're obviously about 24 then, Sean.
Sorry?
You're obviously about 25, 26.
24, I am.
There you go. do you know what? I tell you, talking about kids, Sean, they tell me Dizelle's brother, his boy, is going to be a fantastic prospect. Jason Dizelle's boy. They reckon he's a hell of a young player.
Yeah.
But it's
I haven't actually seen him yet.
No, let me tell you, they're all raving about him, I promise you. I speak to Warkey and people like that regular. But, at the moment, we're mid-table. A couple of wins gets us back up there, but I just don't know where the goals are coming from.
No, we're struggling at the moment. Obviously, we've lost Daryl, but he wasn't really firing on all cylinders this season anyway, was he? McGoldrick's been struggling with injuries. Freddie Sears has dropped off a bit. We can't seem to score at the moment.
So what is it this season for you guys? I mean, is it going to be mid-table? Is it going to try and get into the playoffs? Or what do Ipswich fans expect Ipswich to end up the end of the season?
Well, I think we always expect high. I mean, from the last couple of years, we want to be pushing for the playoffs. But this season, I just can't see us getting anywhere near it. You've got so many good teams in there this year. I think we're going to be mid-table at the highest.
Yeah.
Which is not what we want.
I want to talk to you about England as well. And in my day, in the late 70s, early 80s, crikey, we had Butcher, we had Osman, we had Mickey Mills, England captain. We had Paul Mariner, England centre forward. Gatesy got a cap or two. You know, we were flooded with England internationals. Are you an England fan, or is it more Ipswich Town than England?
Yeah, I follow England. I was over in France this year for the Euros.
Again, disappointing, wasn't it?
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Really
what games did you go to in France, Sean?
I didn't get any of the England games. I was out there for a few of the others. But, I mean, I was out there when we played Slovakia.
Yeah.
That was obviously really disappointing, that one.
What do you make of Gareth Southgate? What do you make of Gareth Southgate as manager? Would you think he might be the man to take England to the World Cup?
He wouldn't have been my first choice. He's obviously done all right with the under-21s, but I want to see someone who sort of, you know, won something, who goes in there and people, you know, I'm not saying people won't respect him, but if you've got someone who goes in there with a big name, I think they respect him a little bit more.
Yeah.
But then saying that, we have tried that before and it has never worked. So maybe it is time for a younger coach to come through who's sort of been around the players for a long time.
Yeah. I think he'll get it full time, I do. Sean, just tell me briefly, what do you do? You're assistant manager. The Jusons have got a big one in Ipswich and you've got one in Manningtree.
Yeah, the Manningtree's one, not quite as big as the one in Ipswich. I've recently moved to Colchester branch, which is the same as sort of Ipswich, that sort of size. So it's a lot smaller. A lot quieter, but yeah, we're going to try and kick on a bit.
Nice one. Well, Sean, good luck to you, and let's hope Town can get a couple of good results, get back up the table. I hope so, mate.
All the best, Sean.
Yeah,
good luck to you. Good luck to you, Sean. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Welcome. There you go. That was a fan in the van, Sean Webb, a Jusson Manningtree branch, assistant branch manager, a big Ipswich Town fan. You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. So this podcast is brought to you by betonbrazil.com. This is a new betting site for all sports punters with great offers and markets. Visit betonbrazil.com and enter the code ALAN10, which is ALAN, capital please, ALAN10, when you bet £10 and you get £10 free. But please, like Ray and I, have a little bit of fun and bet responsibly.
Well, you owe me a few bottles of bubbly, didn't you?
I know.
What?
I know. I've got to get the cash and carry, mate.
Well, I'm going to have to phone your missus up and see if she can send them round.
What was I going to say, Ray? Neil Warnock in at Cardiff.
Yeah.
We know Neil very, very well. He done a marvellous job with Rotherham, didn't he? Magnificent.
Well, it's a great fit for him. I think that, you know, Cardiff will look at it now. They need a bit of stability. They need someone like Neil to come in and get the best out of the players. Look, they've got decent players, there's no doubt. And You know, logistically wise, it's great for Neil because he lives that way. So
he needs a fast. He needs a Miami Vice speedboat.
Well,
he's down in Cornwall. It's across.
Well, it's not too far, is it? It's not too far.
Yeah, but he goes straight across.
It could be a lot worse. He could have gone to Rotherham. Can you imagine in Rotherham to Cornwall, Al? It's a little bit different than Cardiff to Cornwall. So, look, logistically wise, it's great for Neil. I think he'll do a good job. There's no doubt. I think there's certainty to stay up.
Yeah.
All he's got to do then, you know, get a mid-table this season, and then maybe next season he'll be there still, and then they can kick on a little bit and maybe getting in playoffs.
So one job not filled yet. And by the way, over the next 6 weeks, build up to Christmas, there's going to be a lot of jobs gone.
Mm.
Managers will be sacked. What about the Villa? Who should get the Villa job?
Well, that is the big question. I mean, they've got to make the right decision now. We had Tim Sherwood on the radio, didn't we? And he says, since I've been sacked, they've had about 3 or 4 different managers. So, and that's a year ago that he was sacked, Tim Sherwood. So, look, the club at the moment, look, they've put the investment out there. They've got players in, but it's how you get the best out of players. Steve Clark, who obviously going to take charge now. I think Steve could do a good job. I mean, he's got the experience. He's managed in the Premier League. So maybe it's an opportunity for Steve to get back into a massive club like Aston Villa and you know, put his feet under the table and say, like, lads, this is it now. We're going to go for that playoffs. Because they've got every chance. If you can get 5-6 games in a row in that championship, win 5 or 6 games, you can shoot right at that league very quickly. So it's an opportunity for someone, a big club and with good players and who can get the best out of them. So, but I still think Di Matteo, should he got a little bit more time, maybe he should have done.
I just didn't think it was the right fit. Honestly, before, you know, when he first got the job, I thought,
he was so close to getting some really good results.
Yeah.
Where maybe
couldn't keep a clean sheet, could
no, they? No, he conceded so many late goals.
You just feel that Warnock's Cardiff now will stop leaking goals.
Well, what he does well, Neil, he said when he was Rotherham manager, you know, the players themselves, he got the best out of them. You know, he simplified it. He got back to basics. Do your jobs and we can win games. And that's what he did. And Rotherham suddenly shot up the league, stayed in it. No one expected Rotherham to stay in the league last season, and he done that. So that's what Neil can bring to your side. And I wish him good luck. And I'm sure Cardiff fans are pretty happy getting someone with his experience to hopefully save them from getting relegated.
And talking about stopping goals, Ray, big story out today. It looks like Mr. Abramovich will sanction a £60 million bid for Bonucci, the big centre-half at Juventus.
They've got to buy him.
He looks as if he's an extra at Godfather 3, but he can defend, by the way.
Well, them three at the back.
Chelsea need him.
Yeah, them three at the back in the Italian team, Bonucci, Barleggio, I think it was, and who was the other guy at the back? You remember him. Come on, Al. Let's test him out. Chiellini. No, not Chiellini. Come on now.
I can't
remember. Who's the centre half? Anyway, Bonucci was the main man at the back. He was superb.
That was the best defending I've seen for ages, the Italian boys, apart from Atletico Madrid, their two centre backs, who were stunning as well.
Yeah,
they were proper good defenders.
Well, I think Bonucci's, Conte knows him very well. He's a player that is very good in a free. They need him in a free. You know, you've got Luis
so
there.
What are we saying? Are we saying Cahill's not up to it now? Is that what we're saying?
Well, he's had a bad time, there's no doubt. I mean, he hasn't been playing well against Arsenal. When I watched him against Arsenal, he's all over the place. I mean, he does need John Terry alongside him. I think he's the main man for them. But look, Cahill is an experienced player now. You're going to have bad games, but it's up to him now to sort himself out. Yeah. And
but Ray Abramovich, if he's going to sanction £60 million, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Well,
the guy's, I think he's, is he...
If it wins you the league, Al, it isn't.
You know, he's a but they're not going to win the league, Ray. My question to you was, can they finish top four for Champions League? And the jury's out. Where's Matic? Where's Hazard? Where's Willian?
Well, the Italians in the Euros were very good defensively. They played with the wing-backs. They got Alonso, Chelsea, on the left-hand side. Azpilicueta on the right. If they did bring in someone like Bonucci, with Luis maybe alongside him, or Terry, or
so that means
or
Cahill.
Cahill could be there. Because John Terry, look, he's getting a little bit old. He might get
Ivanovic
a few more injuries there.
He's bombed. He's
Ivanovic. But it was Chiellini in the three at the back for Italy, with Barzagli and obviously Bonucci. And them three really formed a good partnership. So, look, if he can get that sort of continuity in the back three, back five, then Chelsea will be there and their best. Because going forward, they're very good, Chelsea.
Is that enough? Mustafi, £35 million?
Well, I'm sure Man City will be very interested in Bonucci as well.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Just a quick one before we go, Ray. In the papers today, Ozil, is it Sanchez, both want $250,000 a week.
Well, their agents obviously are using their bargaining power to say, look, my players are doing the business, which they are.
Because Arsenal have stalled. It was about $170,000-$175,000 a week. Now it's gone up to $230,000-$250,000.
Well, that's the going rate, though, Al. If you look at Yaya Toure on $230,000-$240,000, you know, would you rather have Sanchez and Ozil in your team on that sort of money?
Yes,
of course you would. Of course you would. So I think you've just got to pay it sometimes. I think that, you know, the problem you always have, they're settled now as well. They know the club. They know the way they play. They know that, you know, everything about Arsenal Football Club. The problem you have is if you say, OK, we ain't going to give you that, they leave.
Yeah.
You have to bring another player in for big, big money. And then they might not settle. So I think once players are there and they're doing a great job for you, pay them the money. For me,
$1 million a month.
It doesn't matter. Look, end of the day, that is the going rate. Rooney's on $300,000 a week and he's on the bench at the moment. So yeah. I don't think you can worry about what it brings, but it's a worldwide game now. The money's huge. The money you get from the TV rights is huge. So you've got to pay the money's good money. Look, if we was playing today, Al, we would get probably $100,000 a week. You'd probably get more because you're a striker.
Yeah, just a quick one. The best goal in the Premiership, I think, was given to Van Nistelrooy. Do you remember the long ball? Was it against Arsenal? It was Man U against, who was it? It was Old Trafford. Long ball from the back, over his shoulder. Remember the volley? What a goal.
I don't think it was against Arsenal, was it?
No, what a goal it was. Remember, it was a long ball.
Well, it's been too...
It came right over his shoulder, let it drop, left foot, bosh.
Well, it's been some cracking goals. I mean, Di Canio's one. Remember Di Canio's with his volley? That was technique. Thierry Henry, when he flicked it up against Man United. You know, instinct, bang, top corner, Barthez in goal. So there's been some superb goals. So it's very difficult to pick the best one. But, you know, whoever won it, obviously there's people out there with opinions to say that is the best goal. So well done. He was a top player as well, Van Nistelrooy.
Ray, just one last one. Again, look, I know it's international week, but it's difficult with Malta, the opponents. So if we look ahead to the Premier, you know, Tottenham beating City.
Mm.
Are Tottenham real challengers?
A 9-1, I think, now. So they're still a very good value, Spurs, to go each way because... Look, you see him last season, just coming short last year. He should have been second at least, probably. Mm-hmm. But they've got more players now. Wanyama's done a great job. Janssen's come in. I know he ain't firing on all cylinders, but he might start. So they've got an excellent squad there. So you got, of course, they've got to be title contenders. I mean, to beat Man City at White Hart Lane, and they deserve to win it. Very should have been three, really.
I wonder if the Warren Bell's going to City. Celtic scored 3 against them at Parkhead, 3-3 Champions League, and then they go down 2-0 to Spurs.
Well,
so
certainly the pressing game.
Happy,
they don't like the pressing game, and we talk about Bonucci for Chelsea. They need a big centre half as well. Yeah. I think if they can get a good centre half, imagine Bonucci and John Stones at the back. Now that will be a partnership.
Yes.
So,
and that's perfect. The player and the thug.
The defender, proper defender.
Yeah, yeah. And but, you know, a real hard man.
So if he's available for $60 million, then I'm sure Man City will be in the hunt as well. But Conte might have the ace because he's played with him as an Italy coach.
Okay, two internationals coming up. We'll be back with Upfront with Alan Brazil on Tuesday, with Mickey Quinn and Ray Parler on Thursday, looking back at England and looking ahead, of course, to the Premier League. That was Upfront with Alan Brazil and Ray Parler, sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com. Thank you.
Brought to you by Audioboom.